So I've seen Rick Perry has come out and endorsed Ted Cruz. Whoa, wow. Huh. It's over then. It's done. I'm changing my vote. Rick Perry came out and said, hey, Ted Cruz and man, don't you love when the losers, think about it, the losers come out and endorse the candidates as if it's a big deal. You have Lindsey Graham. He's out of the race. Loser. Yeah, he's got like 2% in his home state of South Carolina. And he endorses Jeb Bush. Who would want that? Who would want that? Seriously, who would want that endorsement? And same thing with Rick Perry. Rick Perry comes out. I'm for Ted Cruz. I'd be like, bro, it's all good. You're a loser. You're a two-time loser. You're a two-time loser. It's all right. Just kick back. Just chill. You know, I want to come out for you. I want to come out for you, Ted. I'll even wear my smart glasses. It's all right. It's all right, Governor. You're a loser. No. I want to come out. Cruz has got Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck. Seriously, Glenn Beck. As far as the talk radio and talk TV world goes, Glenn Beck's a loser. He's not even on the air anymore. He's got like his own little channel. I mean, Glenn Beck is me, except more popular. But he's on the internet. He's on the internet. He's on the internet. And we all know, of course, Mark Levin. But that doesn't really count. It doesn't really count. And what I mean by that is Mark Levin's future wife, her son works for Ted Cruz. And Mark Levin still tries to hide it. He still tries to hide his support. Like he says, I don't have a dog in the race. Yeah, okay. So he doesn't count. You just have to look at the people that have come out and said, Cruz is the man. Glenn Beck. Rick Perry. I mean, seriously. And the Duck Dynasty guy. That guy. And it was funny because I don't know if I could find it. I have it on my phone before it broke. Okay? I had it on my phone. And, of course, my phone's broke. But it was Glenn Beck, and he was introducing Ted Cruz at a rally, and they did a mock oath of office. And it's funny because Ted Cruz couldn't even get the oath of office right. He couldn't. Well, because he's Canadian. That's why. That's why he couldn't get it. He's Canadian. You dodos. Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck. Like I said, Cruz has these low level. You know, Trump comes out with Palin, and then Cruz is like, oh, yeah, well, I got Glenn Beck. Yeah. Listen, say what you want about Palin. She was, only the second woman to ever run for vice president. Second woman to ever run for vice president. She got to the Super Bowl. Yeah, they lost, but she got to the Super Bowl. She got to the big dance. She got to the big dance. Hell, she even did a good job in the debates against Joe Biden. By all accounts, she did a good job because they properly prepared her. They didn't properly prepare her for other things, but for that, they prepared her. And Trump has the former VP, the former VP nominee. And Cruz is like, well, I'm going to get Rick Perry. Get out of here. I'm going to get Glenn Beck. It's that, you know, if he pulled out Rush Limbaugh, okay. But Glenn Beck is a loser. He really is. He's a loser. But I digress. So Glenn Beck is on stage with Ted Cruz, and they're doing a shtick. Like, that's Cruz's thing. He does shtick. Last week he's doing Kennedy impersonations, which were horrible. Stick to the Simpsons. That he does good. He's doing Kennedy impersonations. Horrible, 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 horrible. It's like, I'm going to do more like Kennedy. And when Kennedy talk like, and then he's quoting from Kennedy and on Kennedy. I mean, he's Canadian. That's why. Do you guys understand that? I know you Cruz supporters get all butt hurt, but he's Canadian, okay? He's Canadian. End of story. You mentioned that to a crucible. They go, his mom was American. Listen, dummy. Listen. Don't act like the mom was on vacation and she had a kid. The mom went to Canada to start a life. She lived there for years. The husband, a Cuban exile. They were starting a life in Canada. They had little Raphael. They eventually then moved back to the United States. Little Raphael had dual citizenship up to, what, 18 months ago? This isn't being born on a military base. This isn't having your mom give birth to a kid in a hospital in Okinawa because you're on vacation. So somebody living in Canada, getting pregnant in Canada. I mean, people seem to forget this. This wasn't somebody that was living in the United States. She got pregnant and then said, you know what, we have to go to Canada for work. And then went to Canada and had a kid. She was living in Canada, and she went, you know what? Let's start a family. She was living in Canada and then decided to start a family. Man, people. This guy's Canadian. End of story. More. It's like, man, open border. It's like our country's been so bastardized. It really has. When we have all these rules and regulations and a way of life, every year it just keeps getting bent and bent and just gone. Really, man, it just gone. It's like this is where we are now. The whole concept of being born in America, being an American, that's how you are eligible to become president of the United States. Now it's, well, you know, you If you're, you know, the definition of natural born citizen, natural law, Well, that's not really what it means. And technically, no. It was supposed to mean born in the United States. And the exception was military. It wasn't an exception of, well, you know, the mom's a citizen, even, yeah, the dad's not, and, yeah, you're in another country, but, yeah, well, man. Well, are those illegal aliens? Well, no, they're not illegal aliens. They're undocumented workers. Oh, okay. So is that illegal? Well, okay. Hey, isn't that affirmative action? No, we call it, that's diversity. Well, aren't we still giving that job or doing that based on someone's skin color or their sexual orientation? Okay. The line just keeps moving. It's like what we knew 5 years ago is not what we know today. But nobody has informed any of us when this kind of officially changed. Oh, okay. Did they put that in, like, law anywhere? Well, no, you know, it's just what we do. Oh, that's what we do now. That's what we do now. Okay. Sorry, I'm digressing. It just sets me off. I get silly. Okay, I get silly. I get set off and I get silly. So anyways, back to Glenn Beck, the loser, and the Canadian. The loser and the Canadian. There you go. Canadian and the loser performing at Yuck Yucks. So they're in Iowa and they're doing a little shtick on stage. There's about, 20 people there. Okay. There's about 20 people there. So, Glenn Beck, said to, Cruz, join me on stage and take the oath of office. Take the oath of office. Let me give you the oath of office. And Cruz is like, what? What? And Beck goes, dear God, if you don't know this, everything else, when you raise your right hand, what are you going to say? And Ted Cruz goes, I pledge to honor and defend the Constitution of the United States of America. But that's technically not what the oath of office is. I mean, you know, it's one of those things that, I don't know, if you're a lawyer, you're a senator, you're running for president, they even had to, you remember, redo it with Obama because the justice messed up the words and they didn't want anybody to question the legitimacy. I pledge to honor and defend the Constitution of the United States of America. And what it says, Article 2, Section 1, Clause 8, it reads, before he enter on the execution of his office, he shall take the following oath. I do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the office of the President of the United States and will do the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. So when Dummy says, I pledge to honor and defend the Constitution of the United States of America, he's wrong. Okay? And again, we shouldn't be surprised considering he's Canadian, all right? He has Canadian values. He has Canadian values, okay? He has Canadian values. Thought that was funny. I read that on I think it was Breitbart. It was a good one. It was a good one. He's so stupid. The whole Cruz thing is just such a scam. It really is. It really is just a scam. It really is. He's a scammer. He is a legitimate political snake oil salesman. He really is. He is a political snake oil salesman. Nothing more, nothing less.